CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Enlightened philosophers tell us that we are divine beings in human form. Let's get real here. How can we live a busy life with a job, kids, and a mortgage and still be spiritual? Join CJ Liu as she tackles real life issues through a spiritual lens and talks with experts in relationships, work, and more. You'll get practical life skills and learn how to touch, feel, and experience a whole new way of living. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on fireitupwithcj.com and call CJ now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Welcome back to Fired Up with CJ. We're here live on CBS Sky Radio. New Horizons, No Boundaries. And today we have a great guest. But before we get to the guest, I want to let you know that you can find CJ at her website. It's fireitupwithcj.com. You can also follow her on Facebook, same name, Fired Up with CJ. And there you can find upcoming events, guest schedules, and just connect with CJ. So I wanted to let you know that. And if you also have any questions about our guest today, you can call us at 248-545-7685. And how are you, CJ?
Hey, great. Happy holidays, Cassandra.
Oh, it's getting here, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's been, we're pre-recording a show, but I was listening to, it's right now, right before Thanksgiving, and they're already starting to play Christmas music on the radio. And you know what? I'm listening to it and I kind of enjoy it. I know I shouldn't be. There's part of me that's like, I shouldn't fall into this trap, but I'm kind of digging it.
it's a little soothing. Yeah, it gets you in the mood for it. I've started Christmas shopping, not a lot, but a little bit, trying to figure out things. We're trying to make it a year that it's not about the quantity, about the quality. My kids are getting older. It's really hard as they get older. Things are more expensive.
I know.
And I want to make it count. And it's really hard to make it count.
I know it's hard as the kids get older because they kind of value the gifts based on money, which is awful.
Yeah.
Or not, you know what I mean? It's like, and the gifts that they value are really expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. Well, we're doing a pre-record for both Christmas and New Year's. And so everyone is probably in the either right in the middle of Christmas or thinking and contemplating their New Year's. And so the wonderful part during this time of the year is that it's a transition period. And I always view transitions as opportunities to rethink the year and figure out how we want the next year to occur. And typically, especially during this time, right after crazy Christmas, we've spent a lot of time over striving, forcing, making life happening, and actually being in a really chaotic place. And so our next guest suggests that instead of overstriving, forcing, and making life happen, that we move towards a world in which we lie back and let the life currents carry us along. And that sounds pretty good right now. So Jennifer Loudon offers her newest book, The Life Organizer, to those who want to explore a more heart-based approach to living life this next coming year. So welcome, Jennifer.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thank you so much.
So I know it's a pre-record, but what do you imagine are the questions that you're going to be contemplating as the holidays, you know, during the holiday season and as we transition to the new year?
Well, I want to confess, the holidays are hard for me. My dad's gone and my mom has Alzheimer's. And so I kind of dread going through the holidays and I don't like that. That immediately sets me up to be unhappy and my daughter picks up on it and my stepson. So I have a question that I'm contemplating. What would love do here? What would, you know, to really find love in those moments when the teenagers are sleeping until one or when we don't have those holiday traditions anymore because so much of our family is scattered or dead. So what would love do here? And then another one is this teaching me what I want to learn? You know, because I want to learn how to love. I want to learn how to be present more and more every moment. And if I'm getting all scroogey about the holidays, it's not teaching me what I want to learn. And the other thing I do, you're talking about gifts, is then I go out and I go, oh my God, I have to buy everybody everything so that they'll be happy. That is a horrible thing, because then I'm stressed and I'm worried about money, and I feel like I'm perpetuating not that connection that we want, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's funny because I think, and I'm not a religious person, but, you know, we're celebrating Jesus, right, the birth of Jesus, and isn't that all about love? And somehow we forget what the whole purpose of Christmas is. It is about love. So I think the questions of, you know, what would happiness feel like right now? And where does love fit in here are just beautiful questions. I mean, as you've kind of, I know it's, we're doing a pre-record, but as you contemplate that, have you come up with any ahas, or what are your answers today? And I know they'll probably change over time. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I loved contemplating this. Thank you for asking me this before we go into this time. I saw many scenarios go through my head when my mom was annoying me. My mom has Alzheimer's, and she also tends to drink too much. And so that really triggers me. Mm-hmm. And I could see a moment like that around the Christmas dinner or other events in the coming weeks, and just, mm-hmm. you know, what would love do here? And just kind of softening my body and my judgments of everybody. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, softening into missing my dad and letting that be okay, instead of that story of, why isn't my dad still alive? My dad, you know, that kind of place that we go when we're very mm-hmm. childlike. Mm-hmm. I can imagine being more creative about how we connected as a family. You know, mm-hmm. we can't play games with mom anymore because she can't follow them, but I could maybe get out games with the kids still, even though they're late teens about to be in their 20s. You know, it just opened up my creativity mm-hmm. instead of this, I have to get through the next weeks.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, I can totally understand. And I think actually the thing in that you bring to bear is that Christmas and New Year's and Thanksgiving, they all have all these memories and family dynamics that mm-hmm. some of which are great and some of which are not so great, right? Like your uncle or aunt or mom who drinks too much or says things that make you unhappy.
Right. And the politics are different.
Exactly.
Or, yeah, the religion. Yeah.
Exactly. Or just imagine grinding your teeth and like, okay, let's talk about something else. But I think actually what's great is almost in some ways pre-anticipating those conversations. One of the things that they do in neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, is they imagine you future pacing. So you imagine as if you're already there and you kind of go all the way to the end. So, I mean, then this is what you're doing already is you're future pacing. Okay, then when mom does that, then we're going to do this game. And then which I think is excellent. Same thing with New Year's, which is the show is going to be broadcasting, is just thinking about all those things as your future pacing about what that event will be like and what the future will be. And you're imagining as if it were happening right now. So let's go into planning. So when you actually do your planning, because your whole book is called The Life Organizer, and it's a very different way of planning. It's not kind of the traditional way that we think of planning. So what is your life planning going to be like for the next year?
I want to say that I love my book and I use it, and I also use my Google Calendar. So I think it's important to hold both. And the reason this book has been developed over 15 years and it's been in so many different forms, and it was to bring in the heart, the intuition, the tracking of what's most important to you, because in the Google Calendar, in our planner life, that's important, but it can squeeze out all the juicy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I want both. I'm all about wholeness, and as I get older, trying to be about wholeness. So anyway, so for me, I've learned to get down to a couple of personal and a couple of professional intentions for the year. If I have too many, I lose it all. So it's got to be simple, and then I got to keep checking in with them using the tools in the book. And so I'm leaning into those by asking myself, what am I yearning to experience in 2014?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right? Instead of achieve, because I immediately go to that overdriving place, right? Okay,
right.
I'll get all my ducks in a row and I'll sell 1,000
right.
millions of copies of my book. And more peace. I want to experience, I'm newly married. I want to just keep loving Bob and opening to that. I want to experience more connection with the people I help.
Mm-hmm.
And then what am I yearning to give expression to? Thinking about writing a new book. It's starting to come. Like, what am I yearning to give expression to? What retreats might I lead? What programs might I create?
Mm-hmm.
And then the third plan is what might get in my way.
A tactical plan to destroy all that gets in the way. You know what I love about that is that, you know, there, and when you read a lot of spiritual talks, I talk about doing and being. And I think a life in which you're just doing all the time, which I'm on a sabbatical right now, which I know my life as a sabbatical looks like a normal person's life, but I'm kind of slowing down and taking long periods during the day when I read and I contemplate life. And I'm asking a lot of the questions that you already have in your book. And I got to tell you, I'm understanding now the merits of rest and renewal. I didn't understand it at first. People were always like, rest, rest, rest. But now I kind of get it. You need to have both the doing and the being. And I love some of the questions. And I love the idea of what are you yearning to experience this next year? Love it. So we have Jennifer Lott in here. Oh, we have time for one more question. So the next question I have, we only have 2 more minutes, but the next question I have was, how do you balance? So you have your Google Calendar and then you also have your book. So you're managing both doing and being in a heart-based world as well as one that's a mind-based world. How are you able to manage them? Do you have any tips on how to navigate the two?
You have to know which one is your default. So your default is doing and, you know, going full steam and being really successful. So then you have to be aware, ooh, this being phase, this listening to my heart, this checking in, that's going to be harder for me. And when I get stressed or when there's a deadline, I'm going to override that. I'm going to forget about it. It's going to go in the back of the closet with the clothes I don't like.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to know your default, and then you have to build in ways to keep reminding yourself, whether it's post-it notes that surprise you in odd places. Have you checked in with yourself? Mm-hmm. We're going to be launching an app any day now, so that would be good for someone like you who might use technology to remind mm-hmm. yourself to check in. Mm-hmm. Other people that might be having a copy of the book around and just moving it around into different parts of your life. People, that book in a while, right?
You know, nowadays I actually, my phone, whenever I hear, you know, because my phone is beeping and buzzing and binging and making all sorts of noises all throughout the day. So, and it's kind of like those bongs. You ever heard those clocks that go bong and they kind of remind you to be present? And I don't carry around those the whole thing, you know, during the day, or, and I'm not home the whole day to remember those kind of things. But I just listen to my phone, and when I hear the bell, I'm like, okay, time to focus. Time to pay attention.
It's like the meditation, if you're on a meditation retreat and they ring a gong or a bell, and that is
exactly
right. So you can use technology to come back and just ask. Just take a breath and feel your feet, feel your bottom against the chair, feel something in your body and just let yourself relax for a moment. Even that will begin to help you orient this being more into your life.
Mm. All right, so we have Jennifer Lawton here, the author of The Life Organizer, a heartfelt-based approach to planning your year. And in the next segment, we're going to be going a little bit more deeply into how do you actually plan so that you have both sacred and practical time management. We'll be right back.